don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess.
And good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Greek Ministries coming with another intercessory prayer weekend message. And this time we're on the anchor. We did the streamline, we did the conference call, and now it's the anchor. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come thanking you for another evening that's about to end. And we're thanking you for the day. We thank you that this is the day you've made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we just ask you, Father, we thank you for forgiving us of our sins. And we just ask you, Father, to continue, Father, to lead us and guide us in these days and times. And we thank you. So, Father, we just thank you for it all in Jesus' name. And we just ask you, Father, to give us the strength in these bodies. Give us the strength, Jesus, to go on every day. Because if it wasn't for you, if it was not for you, Jesus Christ, we would not be here today. We just thank you. That you know that you didn't have to be, that we didn't have to wake up this morning, but because you allowed us, we say thank you. So we're thanking you again. So we just thank you, Jesus, for the message. We just ask that you be involved. Because we know that you are, if you are the network, and we are thanking you for it. So we say thank you. We praise you. And we know your name is great. We say thank you again for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen. Hopefully everyone is having a good evening as it comes down to the end. The intercessory prayer weekend message on this evening, it's entitled Paying It Forward. And it's going to come from Acts 20 and 35 as it reads thus wise. I have shewed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And the message, paying it forward, let me say. That paying it forward, you know, you go in a grocery store, you go in the restaurant, and you are at the register, so to speak, and there's somebody behind you that's waiting to pay for their items. And what you do is you say to the cashier that you say, you know what, just pay their bill for them, and you get it going. And when you're gone and that person gets up to the register and the cashier says, your bill has been paid. And that's one way of paying it forward. And you know, it does happen. Also, we say you do, it does. It happens now and then. I've had it happen to myself at one time that, you know, I was shocked. I didn't know it. And somebody, I was just in the line and somebody just said, her order's paid for. And I just was shocked. I didn't know what to do. And the person was just like, well, I heard pay for your order. And I was, you know, you just kind of get, well, are you sure? And, you know, is it, can I give you the, no, they said, no, I heard to pay your order. And that's what they did. So you see that those kind of things, you know, yes, it may surprise many of us. We may not understand it, what's going on. Some people even enough to say, hey, you know, it's like a scam to them, because, you know, you don't see it often paying it forward. You don't see it often because people have their fears and they just think that there's something wrong. And some people will even reject it. Mm-hmm. There's some people that are even rejecting paying it forward. But let me say that as believers in Jesus Christ, you know, that's something that we need to do. That's something that we should be doing. We should be paying it forward. That, you know, okay, now I definitely can hear somebody say, well, child, you know that this inflation right now, and I can't afford to do this, and I can't afford to do that. Well, guess what? We are children of the Lord, and we have to have faith in these areas and giving it forward and paying it forward. And guess what? The Lord uses us to do this. So in paying it forward, you know, it's an act of kindness. It's an act of the heart. It's an act of compassion. It's something that, first of all, you got to want to do it. Mm-hmm. That's number one. That's one of the things you have to do. You have to want to do it. Mm-hmm. You have to want to do such a thing. And it has to come from the heart. Because when it comes from the heart, then it really, really matters when you're paying it forward. Now, let me just say that in paying it forward, there's some things that we pay it forward, but there's some ways that we need to respond to it. And one way that we need to respond to paying it forward is, guess what? Not to let everybody see it. Mm-hmm. That's a way not to let everybody see it. And you got some people that'll do that. You got some people that they want other people to see it. You got some people that they want people to recognize that they're doing such. But you know what? There's something to say for people like that. Matthew 6:2. Therefore, when thou doth thy alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Now that says basically, you don't let everybody know what you're doing. And when you're doing such thing as paying it forward out of your heart, everybody don't need to know what you're doing. Most of the time, tell you something, I see it on social media. You know, people are showing what they do and stuff. Look, you know, God knows it, and that's all that counts. That's all that counts, that when you're doing these things, that people don't need to know. They don't need to know what you're doing, because only God gets the glory. And when he gets the glory, he can open it up. He can just open up the situation. Not saying that he won't, that you're showing it. But, you know, when these kind of things, when people see these kind of things and stuff, it doesn't have to be. And he wants us to do it in secret, that he can reward us for it openly. You know, people see these kind of things and they, you know, it just something happens with hearts and with people's hearts and stuff. And you know, the Lord knows it. So, you know, if we keep it within and we do it unto the Lord, and just nobody knows about it, the blessedness of it. But it does happen. But paying it forward. So people don't need to know about your paying it forward. You're just doing it. You know, that's just like you go to the register and you say it and you do it, and the other person come up and you're gone. They don't know anything about it. But paying it forward. So there is benefits. Yes, it is. There's benefits in paying it forward, as we're told in that scripture on that last stanza, that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And paying it forward is a blessing. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised that some you could pay something for somebody and pay it forward. And guess what? You don't know what that person needed. You don't know what kind of day that person was having and what you did. And you know what? Well, some people just think, well, you know, paying it forward, it just comes forth in money. No, it doesn't. Paying it forward could come off in different ways. Paying it forward could come off leaving a package. You know something? I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. And one thing, paying it forward. I said to a friend of mine, she mentioned to me how she had a lot of extra canned goods. You know, they weren't expired, unexpired, or anything like that. They were good. And she was saying to me, well, you know, Lorenda, you know, I have all these canned goods and stuff, a lot of fruits and things like that, some vegetables and stuff. And she says, we just have too many. And I said, you know something? I said, you know, you can kind of pay that forward. You know what you can do? I said that you can take a box, put them all in a box, and wrap them up.
And she was like, I never ever thought about that. I said, wrap them up and wrap them up like a gift. I said, wrap them up like a gift. Go outside. Pay attention. I said, pay attention to where people are. And I said, just, you know, you just look around and stuff and just leave the box there. Just leave it there. And I said, and you don't know somebody come along and see that and pick it up, and you just paid it forward. They don't know who you are or anything. That is, I mean, I'm just saying it, and it just sounds like such a blessed idea, and I love, enjoy doing that. And so it's a wonderful thing. So it's more blessed to give than receive, and my friend was just so ecstatic. She was like, I'm going to do that. She said, Daddy, I have, you know, clothing and stuff, and I can wrap it up like a gift or something. Yeah, you know, I said, they're paying it forward. And like I said, people not knowing what you're doing. They don't know what you're doing. You're just leaving it there. Nobody may be looking. You put the box there and you don't know. Somebody come along and pick it up, and that's their blessing right there. So you see, the paying it forward is a blessing. That blessing, that giving to someone and paying that thing forward. And you know what? You had it. It was too, she had it. It was too much. And she just said, I just want to bless somebody with it. Paying and forward, giving it to somebody in need. I mean, somebody, it doesn't matter, homeless person or what. God knows who's going to pick it up. He knows the situation. But the blessedness of the giving and paying it forward. Let me say something else about paying it forward. Something that we need to keep in mind in paying it forward, okay? That if someone owed you. Mm-hmm. I mentioned this in another podcast too. If someone owes you and they're owing you, you know what? If they pay you back, and you know what you can do, you can say to them, pay it forward. Mm-hmm. You can say, pay it forward. And I say in that, for that person always to pay it back. Yeah, to pay it back. But to pay it back and to pay it forward. And you can allow the person to pay it forward. If they're coming to you and they're paying it back, which I hope they do, but they come back and pay it back, you can say to them, you know what? Pay it forward. Pay it forward to somebody. You know, we can, again, using the pay it forward method to bless somebody and being a blessing to someone who has a need. So this pay forward situation, this pay forward method, this pay forward technique, it's a blessing. It's a blessing when you do it. But you know, when you get crammed up and you're like, well, you're thinking about, well, this inflation and I can't do it and I'm that. Don't do it. Mm-mm. Don't do it. Don't do it with a grudging heart. You do something as such with a heart of giving, a heart of thanksgiving, and a heart of compassion for people. And when we're being God's children, guess what? Mm-hmm. God knows. He knows, and he knows how to get it. So I say to you on tonight, the paying it forward. Paying it forward is a blessing. And we as children of God, yeah, you can hear somebody saying too, well, I do that. Well, good. And do it and continue to do it. But make sure you do it with a heart of gratitude, a heart of gratefulness that you can do that for somebody, because that is a blessing. I will be right back. Talking about the Anchor app. You know what? I'm going to have to remember this. But now Anchor is Spotify for podcasters. But to me, it's still Anchor. So I'm going to say now, because I think with Anchor, Anchor puts you onto Spotify. So they are a big family, Spotify, but I'm still in love with Anchor. So I just wanted to be known, whether it's Spotify, on podcasters, Anchor, whichever one, good thus far. Hopefully, it'll remain and just get better as time go by. But I say get on to the Spotify for podcasters. When you hear that signal, I think that they're trying to give a message when talking about the podcasters, so to speak, and using the forum for podcasters. Let them monetize you. Like I said, if they're connected to Anchor, it's a good forum to test it out. Get on the Spotify for podcasters today. I got to get used to saying this, but get on and find out for yourself what it's like today. Get on the Spotify for podcasters. Have a good one. I'm back. Let me finish it up. Paying it forward. If you never tried it, which I think everybody have tried it at some point, pay it forward. This week, it could be something small. It doesn't have to be anything big. It can be something really small. Pay it forward for someone and be a blessing to them. You'll be surprised how blessed that can be. And the Lord can bless you. See, when we walk out on our faith and do such things as that, the Lord can bless us because it's not about us. So be a blessing to somebody and pay it forward. Blessings.